Oh, ledger books. The CPR had ledger books piled up a mile high. They had records of every car that ever came into Thunder Bay and where it went and when it left. Every single car. That was the job of the grain distributor. They would have every car that would come in. They would write it down in this huge ledger book. These big books. They were about. They weighed about 15 pounds, and they were probably 16 inches wide by about 2 feet high, and they were all indexed, and every car would be registered on there when it arrived, what the contents were, and then it would, when it left, the same thing would be entered in the book. So there was always a record. You could go back 2 years or 3 years and say, this car was in Thunder Bay a year and a half ago. We haven't seen it since. What happened to it? Somebody would find it over on the island empty, been sitting there for a year and a half in the weeds.
Where did those books go? Just get tossed?
They kept them for a long time, but I don't recall if they. They probably did get discarded.
What a shame.
I know I saw some of them when they tore down the old sheds along the Cam River, oh, up towards where the East End was there. I guess that was number five shed or whatever it was. They did the same thing. They recorded all the cars that went in there to the cleaning yards and all the cars of flour that were offloaded onto the ships. And these huge register books were held there. They had a clerk there or whoever was in charge of that. It wasn't our department. But I remember when they tore those old sheds down, some of the books were just left lying in the ground there. And I remember looking at them, and these records went all the way back to 1901. And, they just sat there. And all these different names of these people that were in these books. And I was looking for a particular guy's name because he stayed at our house as a boarder when I was a little boy growing up, and he one of his jobs was to work for well, his only job was to go to these different sheds wherever they were required and unload the flour from the boxcars and put them on the boats. His name was McLean, and I did actually find his name in one of the things. But it was interesting what the pay was also. It would show that a certain guy worked on a particular day. He worked 8 hours, and I think he made something like 35 cents an hour or something like that. 100-pound bags of flour for 8 hours, 35 cents an hour. Pretty tough stuff.